Intervju Radija Študent.
Dan. Pozdravljamo vas v Eriš intervjuju. Moje ime je Simon, z mano je Grant Hart.
Hello.
Grant Hart bo imel danes koncert na Metelkovi v Channel Zero. Ob 10:00 se dogodek pričenja, tako kot je navada. No, bomo nadaljevali v angliščini. Grant, that's the most... the audience, your fans proclaimed intolerance, this album, from All of My Senses, this song we are listening right now, for the best masterpiece.
Wow.
I read somewhere.
In
your solo career.
when I hear any of my old work, I can still find things that I would like to do differently. You know, there's no record is ever finished. You know, it just grows up. You know, it is what you do at the time, and there were many things I did when recording this that were a reaction to the time before it. This song starts out with a drum machine, and I had been the drummer in Husker, and I wanted to make the declaration that, okay, everything you know about me might be changing. And my audience has been very, very nice in allowing me to grow, allowing me to try different things.
I was covering your the most known post in your life, being the drummer of Fisker D.
Right.
For a little bit later, but
you can talk you about it here. Now if you'd like.
No, maybe a little bit more about this song. It's much electronics in it.
Mm-hmm.
That's very interesting.
And it's also less dense, you know, like not as solid as the guitar and bass sound of Husker Du. There's more air between the notes. The vocal is in such a way that I would never be able to sing in Husker Du. This record was like becoming a baby again and finding a new way to do things that I wanted to do.
You said that, yes, that you done on this record, Intolerance, all what you couldn't do in Husker Du, but you had history before the Husker Du. You started very young with playing in the bands and
yeah.
also listening to the music.
Right.
60s music.
Yeah, I had older brothers and sisters that had their record collections. I had the great advantage that starting when I was about 13 years old, I was hired in situations where somebody would hire a band, but the drummer couldn't play. I was a substitute, and I learned how to follow along. You know, I was 99% of what I was doing for the first time without ever hearing the song. And so I had to like really listen to what the other people were doing. And it gave me a simpatico, not only the desire to work off of what somebody else is doing, but the ability to do that. And that that opportunity, I think, was crucial in me becoming later a writer of songs, because I could combine sounds.
There were several bands before Husker Du.
Well, like high school garage bands and junior high school garage bands, and a few projects that traveled around and, you know, played a couple bars and things like that, but nothing that had as great of ambition as Husker Du. No recordings, no.
Yes, the Husker Du were just 4 years later than you started.
Started with pretty much
13,
yeah. And well, started professionally.
Okay.
At 13. Before that, playing in the Minnesota Youth Symphony as a percussionist, the church choir, music in school, and you know, I really don't have any memory of not playing. Seriously.
Okay.
Yeah. And as I mentioned with the older brothers and sisters' influence, there were pianos in the house. There was, you know, my sister had a guitar. There was drums at the house. My older brother was a drummer. It was very, very close.
Musical family?
No.
No.
Not really. Mother plays a little bit of the organ. Father, he can't tell a melody from another melody. Oldest sister, she would play the ukulele. And I think the other brother I have maybe would like to at one time, but no talent, no reason. You know, so
you, what do you want to say? That you're the only talent in your family?
No, I was the most talented in my family.
Okay, and with 17 years old, when we were 17 years old, the Husker Du.
Yeah.
Let's hear the Husker Du Metal Circus Diane.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
We're back. Hisker D. Dayan, drumming and singing.
Yeah, but not in the studio. You know, I got to actually stand up and sing on the recordings. But
yeah, but I saw the video from London. Your London concert in that time. Those times you were singing and drumming on live.
I didn't know it was supposed to be hard.
But it's nice. You said this is Seth's story.
Well, it was inspired by the abduction and murder of an actual young girl very close by where I lived. And it is one of the old songs that I really choose not to play it. And my apologies to anybody that has a hard time with that. I guess I can make my own decisions about things like that. But to me, Well, let me back up a little bit. Right now, I'm 49 years old. Right now, the bulk of the Husker Du fans who saw the band, you know, one record at a time, saw the progress, they are at a period of their life where they know they're getting older, but they still think of themselves as young. In the U.S., we call it the midlife crisis. And many of these people are coming to the shows, not just in Europe, not any one particular place, just everywhere. And they want to have the years peeled away. And, you know, yeah, I had great times back then too, but I'm not going to give them, you know, totally a nostalgic show. Of course, there's the old songs that I choose to play. There's old songs that I love to play. There's old songs that I've played a million times and want to play still. As much as possible, I try to, in order to keep it interesting for myself, because if it's not interesting to me on stage, the audience is going to know it. But when people are yelling out the names of songs they want to hear, and they're getting a little drunker as the night goes on, they'll yell out, "Don't Want to Know If You're Lonely," "Girl Who Lives on Heaven Hill," whatever song. And then when they sing out Diane, all of a sudden I think of it in terms of the real tragedy that happened. And people out there having a good time, it is exactly the opposite of how that song could be regarded. There was a book written by the mother of another young girl that the same guy brutalized and murdered. And I read this book about 5 years ago, and from that point on, I could never look at the song the same way again, because, you know, I'm singing the song in the voice of the murderer. The lyrics are first person, and I don't want to have anything to do with that person. I'm not such a good actor that I can become that person for 3 minutes and, you know, walk away from it. I was playing in New York City, and it was a very rare situation where I played the song, and I had converted it. I had done it a lot more slowly as a, you know, more of a, with even more melancholy. And Keanu Reeves was in the audience. He was a big Husker Du fan when he was younger. And, you know, I was pleased that, you know, this, you know, big handsome guy comes to see the show. And we had an actor's discussion about performing that song and performing it in character. And he really brought some things to my attention that, you know, actors don't become somebody totally different from themselves. They are usually the best at playing roles of people that are kind of like themselves. And he reassured me that, you know, hey, if you have problems doing that song, you know,
don't do that.
You don't have to do it.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to be Joseph Turi, which was the name of the murderer. And the fellow was not Keanu, but the fellow in the song is just absolutely horrible person. And, you know, beyond all the excuses, you know, his psychology, his upbringing, you know, maybe the bad things that happened to him when he was a child, that doesn't excuse the animal that he became. And I don't want to step into the shoes of an animal.
Ooh. Yeah.
And it's really kind of heavy for me that this girl whose life stopped right after she turned 16 years old, and I've been, you know, doing that song since, you know, over the length of her life. The song is older than she ever got to be. And when you think of little details like that, that's, you know, there's some heavy things going on there.
So if we will hear this song tonight, there will be...
You won't hear it tonight.
Okay.
No, I don't
say this. You decided.
I don't talk about it to tease people into thinking that there's a slight chance of getting it. It is, it's like smoking in church.
Okay, let's move our story. Yeah. Yes, you are artist.
I thank you for using that word.
Drummer, singer. Also, illustrator?
Oh, I don't like illustrator, but I'll settle for
painter,
for artist, collagist, bricolateur, comedian, wise guy. I think with creative people that the creative energy goes beyond the actual stuff you're working with. A person that can make interesting ceramics might be able to cook a really good meal, might play an instrument a little bit. Creativity is an approach to doing things rather than, you know, one specific thing. The older I get, the more I really believe that people that either think innovatively or try to think innovatively, that it carries on throughout their life, throughout their day.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a multi-artist. The song from the period of Nova Mob,
right.
The band after Husker Du, which album named Admiral of the Sea, the song named The Last Days of Pompeii, is a rock opera.
Yeah, not grand opera, and there was some intentions that didn't materialize in the studio. It is more open to the individual's interpretation of what's going on than dictated in the in the words and the titles. But
contemporary, classical music thinking. And you are already doing the next one?
Well, I've been composing since 2006. I've been taking John Milton's Paradise Lost and putting it to pop music. I resist the term rock opera, but I guess that's essentially what it's going to be.
Okay.
The work that Paradise Lost by John Milton, really, I've noticed that in continental Europe it hadn't made the penetration that, say, like Faust.
Mm-hmm.
But in English,
everybody
it's
knows.
Regarded, you know, very highly. The use of language, I think, is far superior to Shakespeare. The different topics that he's working into the story. It's basically the story of the fall of Lucifer to hell. He decides the best way to get back at God is to destroy Adam and Eve, so he becomes the snake. And then there's a whole bunch of trouble. But I had noticed that other people using the story for inspiration for something will focus on a very small part of it and not take the whole grand scheme of things. And so that was one of my goals, was to, you know, try to tell as much of the story as possible.
Okay, so we are waiting for your new masterpiece, but already you have bring to us into the studio your album, our review.
Okay.
And we'll listen now to this one piece from that, our review, called No Promise Have I Made.
Thank you.
Okay, we're running out of time.
Oh, man.
No Promise Have I Made With this song, your solo career started.
Yeah, even though it's a Husker Du record, that the recording of it is me alone. I brought the song before the band, but it wasn't important enough to Greg Norton that he would, you know, practice and be capable of playing the counterpoint for the song. This version, the full band version with Novomob, is very close to the original intention with the song. Although Tom Merkel from Novomob chose to change the part that Greg wouldn't have learned. But the piano on the Husker Du version is what was meant to be the bass line.
Okay, let's finish.
Okay.
But the last thought for concert for tonight.
All right.
It's your word.
My word, anticipation. It's the first time in Ljubljana for a while, and I've already spoken about how things have changed, you know, with a few different people. I'm interested in seeing, you know, how happy the audience can get, and I'm willing to try to make them as happy as possible.
Thank you, Grant.
Yep. Thank you.
Vas pa, dragi poslušalci, vabim še enkrat v Channel Zero na koncert Grant Hart, bobnarja, pevca, kitarista, kolažista, skladatelja, prebendi, kot so bili Hiskrdi, Nova Mob, pa konc koncov človeka. Hvala na poslušanju. Adio.
Intervju Radija Študent.